Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck On Demand. I'm John Schaefer. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 1-800-NOW-OPEN or open.com.
Better start crying over my dead body. Life without a riot just don't seem the same. Come up short, you're on the streets of New York City. Yeah, they hung my friend smiling just an hour ago.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. What's in a name? Well, my next guests might gently remind you the Police weren't really cops. The Rolling Stones, not rock. Not rocks. The Sex Pistols, bad example. These guys, Brazilian girls, are not Brazilian, and only one of them is a girl. What they are is a multilingual electropop band born in a nightclub in our very own East Village. They've just released their second album called Talk to La Bomb, and we'll talk about that in a bit, but they're going to start us off with a live performance. The tune is called Hike, and here, live on Soundcheck, is the band Brazilian Girls.
This time.
Sunday's okay, son. Sunday's okay. Sunday's okay, son. Son, son, son. Sunday's okay, son. Sunday's okay. Sunday's okay, son. Sunday's okay. Sunday. 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 Sunday.
That's the band called Brazilian Girls, live here in our Soundcheck studio. The members of the band include Didi Gutman, who plays keyboards, did some backing vocals, Aaron Johnston behind the drum kit, Jesse Murphy playing the bass, the electric bass, and doing some more backing vocals. Lead singer is Sabina Shuba, and Sabina and Jesse joining me at the microphones. Sabina, how many languages were you just singing in that song? I heard German, French, English, of course.
Spanish. Yeah, I think it's four in this song.
A bit of our own.
And the Dada word included.
So Hike, the name That's of that right. The name
Actually,
of that
I have
song.
To correct you on the pronunciation. It's very difficult. I can't blame you for not getting. It's Hike.
Yeah, okay.
Try it.
You made up this word, right?
Hike.
Okay. I mean, it's a made-up word, isn't it?
Kind of, you know, it means something else to everyone. And the more you pronounce it, the more you actually realize what it means.
It's a Zen kind of thing.
So
I should go home tonight and spend hours in front of the mirror pronouncing my...
Hike. Okay.
All right. We've heard that 40% of New Yorkers these days are born outside of this country. Does that make it easier for, you know, for a kind of a multilingual song like this to get some traction with people these days?
Probably so, you know. I mean, that's what we love about New York in part, is the melting pot.
Mm-hmm. Now, you sing pretty easily, you know, you go pretty easily between these languages. Where did you grow up? What was your first language? What were your first two or three languages?
Yeah, my first two languages were Italian and German.
Uh-huh.
I was born in Rome to a German mother. And then I lived in Germany for quite some time, and I lived in France.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came here.
All right. And Jesse, Brazilian Girls is a band born here in New York. Part of that, the scene around the club known as New Blue, is that right?
That is correct. That's where we all came together on Sunday night, just casually playing very late for people who either didn't have to work or were willing to go to work with a cold every Monday morning.
So it seems like, you know, we just spent a good portion of the show with Steve Reich, who, you know, was here in New York, the downtown scene. There was this incredible artistic ferment in the 1960s. Was that happening again when you were first on the scene, you know, on the East Village?
It seems to still be happening. Absolutely. It seems to be a very vibrant, eclectic music world in New York right now, definitely.
And it wasn't just music. I mean, it was the visual arts and dancers and things like that back in the day. And that seems to be, you know, kind of happening again, too.
It does seem to, yes.
New Blue is definitely a club where the audience is very varied and very eclectic. You know, I mean, there's the 70-year-old John Ferris, who's a poet from the Beat, you know, generation. Then there is 17-year-olds who just want to go crazy. There is a lot of musicians. The owner himself, Ilhan Ersain, he's a half Swedish, half Turkish.
Right.
So, you know, that's...
He's been on this program.
Oh, he has? Yeah. It's very good. It's
so great. You guys played there a lot. You've moved up in the world a bit, you know, just in terms of the sheer volume of people who come to see you now.
Yeah, now on Thursday we're playing at Webster Hall.
Right. And tonight on the Letterman show.
That's
yes.
Right.
So that'll get a big audience as well. Who writes the songs for the band? Is this a collaborative thing?
Oh, Steve Reich didn't tell you?
You got him writing for you now?
Of course, yeah.
Every song is pretty much different, you know. We all definitely bring stuff in, so it's we don't necessarily even want to specify who does what, because we've decided early on that it's a collective esprit, a collective spirit and effort. So
right. Well, now you've both been talking about how eclectic this club is and the audience that goes there. I mean, just listening to the different songs on the first and now the second Brazilian Girls records, I mean, there are all kinds of influences at play here. And I mean, Didi has, you know, all these sounds just kind of that he can call up at will on the laptop. So it really gives you guys, it seems, an almost, I don't know, Jesse, it's almost like having an orchestra at your fingertips. I mean, you really can use just about any sound you want.
Indeed.
So what are we going to hear in this next song?
This next song was inspired by the great Serbian artist Petar, who actually came up with the title of the record. And this song was just kind of actually a one take, kind of go for it inspired song. And it just kind of happened. We got lucky with this one. It just came out nicely. It was the one song on the record that was not mapped out at all, not planned on. It was really just very improvised. And then once we recorded it and liked it, then we kind of used that as a template.
All right. So because Hike, you know, had this kind of big, you know, wash of sound that would come in during the chorus. I mean, you know, had even live here in the studio has the kind of big sound of you know, something that is done pretty painstakingly, one would think, in the studio. Are you saying, Jesse, that this is a little different?
No, there is not. I mean, painstakingly would really be the wrong word, because the studio for us is usually a live playing experience.
Mm.
And not that we don't overdub or edit afterwards and mix, obviously, but usually we record most of the songs then and there, the four of us playing together.
Okay.
I guess what I meant was that Hike had some kind of distinct parts that we knew kind of going into the studio, and this one didn't really have that so much.
Yeah, okay. It was more of a sporadic writing.
And this one is Talk to the Bomb.
Talk to the Bomb, yeah.
Which is close, not quite a title track. The album is called Talk to La Bomb.
Well, that's just to insinuate that it's not all in English.
Right. Okay. Is this a kind of political commentary as well as being a song, or?
You know, you can. It's always good to leave everything open for interpretation. A bomb can be many things, as we know.
Yep. All right. Why don't we, let's hear another live performance from the band Brazilian Girls. Talk to the Bomb is the name of the piece. The album's called Talk to La Bomb, and Brazilian Girls are performing tonight on the CBS Late Show with David Letterman, and then Thursday night, the 5th, at Webster Hall. Details are on the soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org.
Inferno. You have to pay for it eventually. Man on the hot seat in Timbuktu. Who do you want to be? Man on the hot seat in Timbuktu. We leave you alone.
Never been easy. Talk to the bomb, to the bomb in its shell. Talk to the bomb, will we go to hell?
What does it all mean? That's Brazilian Girls, live here in our studio, and Talk to the Bomb, which is from their new album, Talk to La Bomb. And tonight they're performing on The Letterman Show, and Thursday night, the 5th, at Webster Hall. Details are on the soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. And my thanks to Brazilian Girls for joining us this afternoon. That's going to have to do it for today's show. Tomorrow, The Price of Fame. We look at how fame changes the artist and the music. And tomorrow, grab your dictionaries. It's a live performance by that most literate of indie pop bands, the Decemberists. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program engineered today by Damon Whittemore and Rob Christensen. The program produced by Brian Wise and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We also had help today from Audrey DiMola. I'm John Schaefer. Join us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck. Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Each day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. Thanks.